Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher. With me today is Dr. John Aquino, a urogynecologist at MU Healthcare's Missouri Center for Female Continence and Advanced Pelvic Surgery. Dr. Aquino, tell me a little bit about the center and what are some of the services that you guys provide there?
So we offer services for women with pelvic problems. These include things such as bladder control problems, bowel control problems, as well as loss of support of the pelvic organs. We also deal with women who have pain with sexual intercourse as well, which is a common problem.
You said it's a common problem. How common are some of these?
There are studies that show up to 50 or 60% of women have one of these problems. So it is a common thing, and we've dedicated our center to treating women specifically with these problems.
Now, you were talking to me earlier, and you mentioned that a lot of women don't necessarily bring up these issues with their doctors. Why is that?
We really don't have a good reason why. I'm sure there's partially it's that they're embarrassed about these problems, but our job is to let them know that it is a common problem and that there are options to treat these. I think that's one of the problems as well, as many women don't believe that there's anything that can be done to help them. So they just go about living with these problems when there are both surgical and non-surgical options to manage a host of pelvic floor problems.
So you think they're kind of seeing what maybe their parents or grandparents went through and just kind of thinking that, hey, this is the way it's dealt with?
Exactly.
Okay, well, you mentioned surgical and non-surgical treatment options. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. For all the problems that I just discussed, there are both surgical and non-surgical options for those, and we offer both of those at our center. Our center is really a patient-focused center, meaning that depending on how you would like to proceed with treatment, we can offer you multiple options. One of the other nice things that we offer is what we have dubbed one-stop shopping, and this allows you to be evaluated by a physician, undergo all treatment necessary, and sit down with the physician to outline what your treatment options are. And when by the time you leave our center, you'll have a full plan of care for all your pelvic floor problems.
Okay, so just as an example, incontinence would be a problem. How is that dealt with, or how could you deal with that both surgically and non-surgically?
Well, stress incontinence is urinary leakage with activities such as laughing, coughing, sneezing, or exercising. It's a common problem experienced by women, and there are easy non-surgical options, which include strengthening of the pelvic muscles as well as other therapies that go along with that. Also, surgically, there's an outpatient procedure that can be done in about 15 minutes to treat this type of incontinence as well. Both of them work well, and it depends on how the patient would like to proceed as to how we would proceed with them.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing the MU Healthcare's Center for Female Continence and Advanced Pelvic Surgery. Dr. Aquino, you mentioned that there's a 15-minute procedure for treating, say, urinary incontinence. And could you describe that, just kind of how that works? It seems like it's a very quick procedure to fix a problem that probably is pretty big to women who experience it.
It is. You do go to the operating room, so it is a surgery. But basically, we place a piece of synthetic material underneath the urethra by making a small incision in the vagina, and that material supports the urethra and helps treat the stress incontinence. Patients are usually back to work within a week or two, and recovery is fairly easy.
And so if a woman, say, was experiencing one of these problems or one of these issues, what way do they have to be referred to by their physician?
They do not. Patients can contact our center directly without a referral from a primary physician or a general physician, and they can be set up directly, which is great.
Okay. Well, you know, and I want to mention that, and we'll talk about it a little bit later too, but if someone wanted to make an appointment, the number to call would be
573-817-3165.
Okay. That's 573-817-3165. My understanding is you have and you were saying you have the surgical and non-surgical aspect. So do you have physicians that deal with both these, or do you guys do them yourself, or how does that work?
We have two physicians on staff and two female nurse practitioners. The physicians obviously are performing any surgical procedures, but we also perform some of the non-surgical procedures, and the nurse practitioners focus on the non-surgical therapies for patients.
Okay, and my understanding is you and the other surgeon is Raymond Foster.
Correct.
You are both fellowship trained. What does that mean?
So we both did a residency, which was 4 years in obstetrics and gynecology, and then took an additional 3 years of surgical training specifically for pelvic problems such as urinary incontinence and relaxation of the pelvic support structures.
You're the only fellowship trained surgeons relating to urogynecology, is
here
what you're saying
Columbia.
Here, right, in Columbia. Certainly not common here in Columbia, but how common is it throughout the state?
There are about five other urogynecologists that are fellowship trained in the state.
So it's kind of a rare thing to have a surgeon that would have the experience and the training such as you. And to have that right here in Columbia, that seems like it'd be a pretty good thing for women if they're interested in having someone talk to them or figure out what's going on if they're experiencing one of these issues.
Right, it really gives women an option to work with somebody who's specialized and dedicated their education to these specific problems.
Well, it's a wonderful center. I've talked to Dr. Foster in the past, and he's a terrific guy, and you are too. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
I want to mention again that telephone number, if you had questions or wanted to make an appointment, was 573-817-3165. And there's also a website, www.muhealth.org/urogyn. That's U-R-O-G-Y-N. Correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much, sir, for being here today. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helsher.